Yo, what up, what up? Top of the top, episode 143, Stash House Podcast. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Got some good topics to talk about, man. The remaining season of college football, very, very critical. Also, the first week of the NBA season, man. My Lakers, off to a rocky start, but a lot of season left. So, make sure you guys sit back, relax, enjoy episode 143, Stash House Podcast. Let's get it. Yo, what's good? Episode 143, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And just an episode, you saw some topics you may want to hear about. Salute to you as well. Like, share, subscribe, retweet. Whatever you do to help support the podcast. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Hope everybody had a safe week, a safe weekend. Continue to do the same this week and this upcoming weekend. Man, this weekend, college football is really going to start the shape up of the playoff rankings. This entire football season has been crazy. I feel like every week, maybe a top five team take a loss, top 10, whatever the case may be. It just been back and forth all year, man. But this week really is going to shape up. Like I said, the actual playoff rankings are going to come out. This has so far just been AP top 25, but the playoff rankings is what really going to matter. Right now, in the college football world, Georgia football is ranked number one still. They had a bye week this past week. They have Florida this week. I feel like they'll handle Florida. I know, like I said, a lot of things have been happening week by week in college football, but as of yet, man, Georgia hasn't gave me a reason to doubt them, especially against Florida with the way they looking. So, also, speaking of this week in terms of Georgia, salute to the Atlanta Braves. They will advance to the World Series. They are playing the Houston Astros. So if you plan on visiting Atlanta for a game or Houston, just like I said, stay safe. If you watching the game somewhere, you know what I'm saying, just be aware of them folks out. So, you know what I'm saying, just watch your intake. But all in all, I caught a few innings, I'll say, of the Braves and Dodgers series since the NBA been back with a lot of sports, NBA, college football, NFL, baseball going on. It's just dope to have sports in rotation. So I caught myself watching a few innings of the Braves-Dodgers games. So during that series. So, yeah, like I said, salute to the Braves, and we'll see. In terms of Georgia football and the Atlanta Braves, man, if you know, you know. So we shall see. Number two, ranked college football, Cincinnati. I feel like they control their own destiny. They're undefeated right now. The only, like I said, they go undefeated. They in my opinion, depending on what happens in the SEC Championship, Big Ten. I mean, they undefeated, man. I don't see how the committee not show them some love, but that's yet to be seen. And I say that because we all know if they lose one game, they're not getting into the top four. It's just how the playoff system seemed to be running. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess this year may be the year that they possibly can slide in. So we'll see with Cincinnati. Number three ranked Alabama. I still say they control their own destiny. I think in Cincinnati case, they will want Alabama to lose a game before the SEC championship. They go on to play Georgia, because I feel like a two-loss Alabama team, possibly three, of course. And if Cincinnati stay undefeated, they could get in. But I feel like if Alabama does end up beating Georgia in the SEC championship, I think Georgia could possibly stay in the top four, depending on what happens everywhere else in college football. And I also feel like Alabama may could sneak in, like I said, depending on what else happens. Like I say, depending on what happens, because number four ranked Oklahoma, they AP number four in the top 25 now. But in the playoff rankings, depending on what happens, like I said, depending on what happens throughout the week, I don't see them being the top four team in the playoff rankings, because every week they don't look like they're top four team. You know what I'm saying? I definitely say within the past few weeks, my Buckeyes probably deserve to be number four or number three. You know what I'm saying? For real, because we've been looking great. We ranked number five right now. We beat Indiana handily Saturday, so I was glad to see that. They look like a totally different team, man, than when they lost to Oregon in week two. Oregon right now is ranked number seven, too, right now, by the way, so they looking decent. We look totally different from that loss. Like I said, I talked about on the podcast, our defense. Defense still got a big hole in it. You know what I'm saying? Our defense, our front four stepped up big time. But that secondary, man, yeah. But that front four, when the quarterback back there, you know what I'm saying, the pocket, our front four can make something happen. But it's just everywhere else on defense, we looking shaky. C.J. Stroud, freshman, he's looking better. I think him and Ryan Day had that talk that I was talking about with the play calling and everything. It seems like they seeing eye to eye. Our offense runs as our running backs do. Henderson, Mayan Williams, Teague. We got a good three running back rotation. Henderson right now is going crazy, so looking to see what he does for the rest of the year. Wide receiver core doing their job. Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Smith, they doing what they're supposed to do. Catching balls, you know what I'm saying? They leg work, man, to get the 1 foot in. Like, you know, some people show off, try to get 2 feet, even though you don't need to in college football. But they do the tap dance on the sideline. Man, they just some great receivers. So we shall see about my Buckeyes. We have Penn State this Saturday, 7:30. So you know I'll be locked in for that. We'll see, man. You know what I'm saying? Penn State, they just took the L over the weekend. So they definitely looking for, you know what I'm saying, revenge game. They lost against Illinois in 9 overtimes, man. They got the new overtime system where it's, okay, you get the ball. Both of y'all get the ball from this starting line. Y'all get in, whoop-de-whoop. But the key now is the 2-point conversion. That would made it 9 overtimes. I'm not going to sit here and act like it was just a classic 9 overtime game, because I got tired of watching. I was like, fam, please get this game over with. So they lost that way. So you know they're going to be looking out for blood this weekend. So Ohio State, we got to do what we got to do. Number 6, Michigan. Michigan State ranked number 8. They will play each other this Saturday at noon. That should be a great game. So all around, like I said, again, back with Ohio State, we still have to play. We got Penn State this weekend. We got Michigan State. We got Michigan, not in that order. And we also got Purdue somewhere in there. And Purdue kind of not ruined our chances a couple years ago, but there was that loss that we didn't expect to have. You know what I'm saying? Oregon, seeing how Oregon is ranked number 7 and how we looked during that game, I was like, okay, I can live with that. But if we let Purdue slip us up, Purdue or Nebraska. Yeah, Purdue and Nebraska, two teams we do have that are not ranked. So if we slip up with either one of them, I will be very, very upset. So in terms of college football, man, a lot to be seen, man, a lot to unpack as the season goes. So just stay tuned with that. And also, like I said, man, outside of Ohio State, what I'm looking at, Georgia, is this the year, man? We got the Braves in the World Series, and you got Georgia football currently ranked number 1 in college football, man. Will it happen? We shall see. Yo, new week, new playlist. Stash House playlist number 43 is now available. Make sure you guys check it out. Also, officially, the NBA back for a week now. Like I said, it's always great to have those different sports in rotation, along with certain shows I'm watching week by week. It just been something to do, man. Like I said, coming out of, like I said, everything going on with pandemic, you see certain shows mentioning, you know what I'm saying, pandemic and all that. Just dope to have shows in rotation and also have stuff to do outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had to be in the crib, you just had to binge watch and whatever. Now to have stuff to actually do, or, like I said, even have the option to do, just dope all around. NBA back, 75th anniversary. So, in terms of the 75th anniversary, man, they came up with a 75th anniversary team. The usual suits, the people you would expect to be on the list: Kobe, LeBron, Michael, Steph, Allen Iverson, Magic Johnson, Kareem, you know what I'm saying, Carmelo, Kevin Durant. But like every list, and this happens in music, movies, whenever you do a top five or top 10, it always happens, man. The snubs. And when you see the snubs, especially in the world of basketball, that's where my argument lies. Look, I was born in 93. Grew up in the, like I said, the Kobe era. The Kobe and Shaq era is when I started locking in the basketball. You know what I'm saying? But when you show me videotape of whoever, if they name ain't Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Jerry West, like, you know the names from back in the day. But it's just certain people you see, they talk about, and you look at the video footage, and you're like, fam, how is he in? And Klay Thompson, and Kyrie Irving, Grant Hill, fucking Dwight, I'll put Dwight Howard, you know what I'm saying? It's just wild how these lists be, bruh. It starts the narrative of the barbershop talk. I like how Stephen A put it. Okay, y'all came up with a 50-year anniversary team 25 years ago. So when you tell me a 75th anniversary team, I'm adding people on from 25 years ago. And if I'm adding people on from 25 years ago, hey, a lot of these names that y'all got on here don't really need to be on here. You know what I'm saying? Klay Thompson scored like however many points with like 11 bounces. Fam, come on, man. 3 points, you know what I'm saying? Like threes and just, come on, man. So I like the fact that it started barbershop talk, because it's like the whole thing with Klay. They were saying Dwight Howard, Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, some notable names left off. And then they're like, well, James Harden, Klay Thompson has rings. Harden, we see how he at in the playoffs. So all around, it's something to see and certain things to talk about when you comparing today's players. But y'all know how the talk go. But that was dope to see all week long in terms of the NBA coming back. Storylines, I talked about that on my boy Jake podcast, High on Infinity. If you haven't checked that episode out, the different storylines with Ben Simmons, Kyrie, different teams, you know what I'm saying, the first week, 82-game season. Can't much happen, right? But no, you got to leave it to Hollywood to bring a little sauce into the NBA news world. We ain't just gonna talk about, oh, Steph Curry did 45 and this happened over here, Ja Morant going crazy. The Lakers gotta provide some type of entertainment. And we know how it operates. We know the Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay Buccaneers because of Brady, and the Lakers. The Lakers, especially the Lakers, because one, they the Lakers. Two, LeBron. Three, LeBron, Ant Davis, Westbrook, Carmelo, just Rondo, just the notable names. So that's the A-block content on most of the sports shows, like the, you know, Undisputed, First Takes, probably Colin Cowherd. But if you watch sports, you know the different sports shows talk about everything and more college football. So in terms of A-block content, though, with the big shows and radio stations and all that, definitely Cowboys, Brady, Lakers. So you know how that go. So it's up to us as content creators to, you know what I'm saying, mix it up, give them some news from over here, because we know all year Dallas Cowboys ain't been a Super Bowl in how long, and they every year, is this the Cowboys hope? It's like, fam, relax, man. Like, damn. But like I said, man, the Lakers provided some theatrics over the weekend. Dwight Howard, I put him on the 75 list before some other players. But why the Lakers got to get him again? You let go of him one. Like, you should have just let him go. This is like, what, his fourth time with the team? Third, fourth time with the Lakers, fam? Okay. Why are you trying to get into it with Anthony Davis? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Why? I ain't even mad at Ant Davis. Ant Davis just be cool, calm, relaxed. And Dwight Howard got a star shit on the sideline against Phoenix, the team that eliminated us from the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, Dwight. Like, you know the camera's on y'all, bro. Damn. I bet Ant Davis probably saying that. Hey, man, chill out. And Dwight Howard trying to look tough. Man, chill out. And that's the thing about when you put these different players together, man. Just because they're on the same team don't mean they cool with each other. They just there to, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, we got a job to do, let's do it. You can't tell me Westbrook and Rondo just meshing well together. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me Westbrook, Dwight Howard. You can't tell me they just meshing well. You can't tell me Carmelo talking a little shit here and there ain't getting on somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be the theatrics. LeBron was popping that Cameron Payne during the game, telling him to be humble. He was just home a year and a half ago. Like, Bron had some points. They're like, okay, bro, we get it. You had a little spurt last year in the playoffs, but just remember, man. But then Cameron Payne, like, shit, we eliminated y'all, though. So it's like, oh, boy. I'll tune in when I can. Y'all know the Lakers game come on late over here. But if something happened, I will do my YouTube searches and watch it as it happened. You know what I'm saying? So, my Lakers, like they said, man, the way the team the way the team was put together is championship or bust. So, we shall see, man. You know what I'm saying? We shall see. Westbrook. I got to talk about Westbrook. Make it work. Make it enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you can't, like they say, you can't let him be Westbrook because with Anthony Davis, LeBron, you got Dwight in the post, you got Rondo. I didn't know we had Kent Bazemore till last night. I like, damn, Kent Bazemore on the Monk, Carmelo, Ariza. Like, the way the team set up, Westbrook being Westbrook just wouldn't look right how he has been his entire career. And playing off the ball, that's not Westbrook. So, I don't know how they're going to make it work. I've been hearing somebody, I forgot who it was. They throwing up the theory of, hey, let them come off the bench and let them have that bench spurt. And I was like, man, that's some heavy ego, you know what I'm saying? You putting that to the side for the that'd be a good look on Westbrook, though, man. If he like, okay, clearly me on the court with LeBron and Ant Davis at the same time not working. Let me try this. It's an 82-game season. All the time you have, bro, to get things right, man. 82 games. I don't care if it's a game, one every other game you try. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to win bench player, sixth man of the year. But at least make it work, man, because we already know. If it ain't looking good by a certain time, but then when it comes to playoffs, we'll see, man. Like I said, it's 82-game season. Don't even think about no playoffs. Take it game by game. Figure out what worked, what lineups worked, what rotation worked. Just figure it out, Lakers. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. Figure it out. Yo, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This has been episode 143 of Stash House Podcast. As you guys go out, have a great week. Stay safe. Keep me in your prayers. I'll do the same for y'all. Catch y'all here same time next week. Salute.